You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action in the Curragh, a seven race card to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Pretty good, mate, yeah. Pretty good.
Good man.
Could have been better if Jack Hobbs had won the derby, but still satisfied with second.
You must have done it each way, surely.
I did do it each way, yeah. 66-1. Vouchers were burning my heart in my pocket for months.
Right.
So yeah, it was a near miss, but a gallant near miss.
It was. What did you make of the derby, Andy? It was a pretty impressive performance from the winner as well.
Yeah, I mean, they looked the best horses going into the race, didn't they? It was just a question of stamina with the winner and ability to handle the track with Jack Hobbs, but the figure of the Dante was the best. It looked a good race on the day. It was run at a true gallop and the form worked out really well. Obviously, a lot of punters are making cases out for others, which they're entitled to do. When they feel as though they've got a little bit of a, not an iffy favourite, but one perhaps with slight question marks hanging over him. But he proved all the doubters wrong with a brilliant performance. The time of the race was good. It was a cleanly run race. There was no hard luck stories. And they're the best 2-3-year-old colts over middle distances by quite a way.
Yeah, more pattern racing to come on Sunday as well from the Curragh, so let's get stuck into the action there. The 205 is the first race. This is the Irish Stalling Farms EBF Maiden over 6 furlongs, and Air Vice Marshal heads the market at 5-4, being supported from 7-4 this morning as well. It's also 7-4. It's 6-4 out to 7-4 for Rockaway Valley. Juliet Ferry's 8s, 10s for Stamp Hill, and 11s or bigger for the others. Who would you side with in the opener?
Well, I'd have to go for the experience and the run of Rockaway Valley first time out. It's always a system I look for, really. Mickey Halford, Jessica Harrington, first time out. If their horses run beyond expectations, then the likelihood is they are very useful and that they're going to improve significantly on their first outings. Jack Naylor did it, of course, on his her debut before winning a couple of races subsequently. Rockaway Valley, he ran a race full of promise behind one of Aidan O'Brien's called Air Force Blue, who had the advantage of racing up the standside rail that day, drawn stall 11 of 11. And considering this colt by Holy Roman Emperor was drawn stall 3 and had to race on the wing with no cover, I thought it was an above-average performance by this a nice, promising two-year-old. The fact that they pulled nicely clear of a horse called Tonkinese, who advertised the form with a win at Leopardstown on Friday evening, suggested that form's right out the top draw. The speed figure of the race suggested it was a good race as well. It was a really good time for a two-year-old race. And it's going to mean that this Air Vice Marshal is going to have to be well above average to claim this race on debut. Not only that, he's also got to overcome stall one, whereas my selection, Rockaway Valley, is drawn more advantageously today in stall nine. So the fact that this horse has had a run at this track in a good speed figure and the race has already worked out well, that leads me to suggest that 7-4, Rockaway Valley is the value in the first race.
Rockaway Valley for Andy in the first race. Then the second race is the 2:35. We're staying in maiden company for this. It's over 6 furlongs, and Compass Hill is the 7-4 favourite. It's 2-1 from 9-4 for Fort Del Oro, 11-2 for I Will Excel, 15-2 for Expresso Brasileiro, and 10s or bigger for the others. Who decide within the second race?
Well, it was a real coin toss today, which horse I napped on today's card at the Curragh, and one of them in that coin toss was Fort Del Oro. I've ended up going for a horse in the last race, but I was very close to selecting this horse as my best bet on the card. I've been waiting for this filly to run for quite a while since she made her debut, and an eye-catching one as well it was over this course and distance back in early May, where she travelled supremely easily in the race that eventually went the way of the Gerlines trained Your Best Chance. But for my money, this horse was definitely the best horse in the race. Showed a real good cruising speed much way beyond what you'd expect in a maiden race, but was just found out in the latter stages due to the fact that the ground was very, very heavy that day, and obviously the last furlong was a bit of an effort for this horse up the hill. But now on better ground today, and also on top of that, drawn in the luxurious position of stall 11, right next to the Santai rail, I'll imagine Billy Lee will just have the luxury of just cruising along on this horse and holding his position quite comfortably before pressing the button. And hopefully this horse now will quicken up quite well rather than just find only the one pace off the bridle. Obviously Compass Hill has to be a major consideration for many. Arguably the form horse of the race, having chased home Lucida on debut last year. But that horse hasn't been out since then. And whether there's been one or two issues or not, I don't know, fitness problems, it's hard to tell. Plus the fact that he's got a giveaway fitness advantage and a modest stall position as well, leads me to believe that around about 5-2 this morning, Fort Del Oro is definitely, definitely worth punting at that price.
Okay. The third race is the 3:10, and this one is a handicap over 6 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older, and Bonnier heads the market at 4-1. 9-2 for Battler of the Boyne. Fives from sixes for Dark Alliance. Dunard Prince is 13-2. 9-1 for Enter the Red. It's 11s from 14s for Regal Power, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. A nice open handicap to get stuck into here, Andy. So who would you recommend?
Yeah, I'm going to start and end with Battler of the Boyne here. A frustrating character, but obviously very useful on his day. Doesn't win very often, but often saves his best form for this particular racetrack. And he slipped down to a real handy mark, a mark which he took full advantage of last time out at Navan, quickening up quite well to win readily in the end. And the speed figure of the race suggests that that form could work out quite well. This is the first horse to run out of the race, plus the fact that he's drawn very advantageously as well in trap 15, right up against the Stanzai rail. Means that it's going to be very difficult for this horse, barring accidents and a clear running, looking running, to finish out the frame here. And that's basically what we're preying on. He's very strong in the finish. He likes an uphill finish, obviously. All his victories have been with an uphill incline. And he's got everything in his favour today to follow up that victory of the day. So Battler of the Boyne, if he can get a nice each-way price, round about 9-2 with William Hill, I don't think he'd be too far away with that bet.
Each-way selection for Andy then. In the 3:10, the 3:40 is the big race of the day. It's the Ballyhogan Stakes, a Group 3 for fillies and mares. It's over 6 furlongs, and Newsletter is a well-backed favourite, 7-2 into 5-2 at the time of recording this. Been money for Aneep as well, who's 4s into 3-1. 7-2 for Stormfly, 4-1 for Bladower, 11-2 for Ivy Gardens, who's very weak out from 7-2, and it's 14-1 and double-figure prices for the other two. Quite an active betting market there, Andy. What do you make of it all?
I think it's a really good race. Some excellent form lines, some good speed figures brought into the table here. None more so than Ken Condon's Newsletter, who posted an absolutely fantastic number when winning at Nottingham the other day. They went a real good gallop that day. A lot of the fancy horses were up the pace, vying for the early lead, and it meant that the horses that raced off with the pace and finished their race off very strongly came through, and Newsletter powered to victory in the latter stages, posting, like I say, an incredibly strong number. And she'd also indicated that she was capable of that with a run first time out on firm ground at Bath, and went also slowly away and making some good late headway. The step up to 6 furlongs clearly suited her the last day, and she's likely to be the one they've all got to beat. If she is going to get beat, well, it might come from Gerlinge's Anippy, who ran a nice race on debut, was probably just given a little bit too much to do on the day by Oshinor. Not taking anything away from the winner, but I always felt that Anippy maybe should have won that race. And she's got some fantastic form here at the Curragh as well, obviously with a victory here last year. She's 1-for-1 at the track when the ground was on the quick side. And, of course, Newsletter was back in fifth. But I do think Ken Condon's yard subsequently has improved markedly, that she might be able to turn the form around. Obviously, Stormfly and Ivy Gardens are dangers of sorts, but if you look at their form, all of their form has come on soft or heavy ground, and conditions are obviously going to be much quicker today. So maybe it should be down to the pace horses, the ones who've done the good numbers on better ground, and the selection is Newsletter, just ahead of Anippy.
Newsletter for Andy then. In the big race of the afternoon, the 4:15 is the fifth race on the card. This is the Silver Stakes, which is a listed race over a mile and a quarter. Parish Hall is the market leader here at 6-5. 9-2 for Chopin. Mandawi is 9-2. 5-1 for Payne Magnus. 8s for Postulation. And 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Parish Hall, regular runner at the Curragh, likes it here. And his form is pretty solid. So do you see him as the one to beat?
I do, yeah. I think he's a very reliable horse, particularly here at his beloved Curragh. He's run here numerous occasions, 12, in fact, in total. And 3 of those times, he's been victorious. And all of those occasions, they've come in Group 3 or listed company. Every time that he's pitched in, in Group 2 or Group 1 company. He just falls a little bit short, even though he does run creditably in those events. And he did so last time out, although he was only fifth. The number I've actually got him doing was one of his quickest times that he's ever produced at the home of Irish Racing. It went the way of Al-Kazim, beating Fascinating Rock for Postponed. But those three horses are all genuine Grade 1 horses in their own right, and I'm sure they'll be winning plenty more races this season based on their time performance there that day. So I don't think it was any disgrace that Parish Hall could only manage fifth. And this is very much more his cup of tea. Very similar to the race he won early on in the season when there was just a little bit of ease in the ground. That was back in April. He beat a similar field to today's in pretty ready fashion. So I certainly think he deserves to be favourite. And he gets a selection because I don't think it's a particularly hot race. A lot of these have either come through the handicap ranks or shown disappointing form of late. So I think this is Parish Hall's to lose. And if you're going to get a real reliable bet here at the Curragh in a race like this, it has to be Jim Bulger's charge.
Parish Hall then for Andy. In the listed race, the 4:45 is the penultimate race on the card. This is a handicap over a mile and a quarter, and King of Aragon heads the market at 3-1, was 4-1 earlier this morning. It's fours for Marshall Jennings and Duke of Valetinois, 13-2 for Ringside Humour, 9-1 for Pluka Change, and tens or bigger for the others. Just starting with the market leader here, Andy. Did look fairly progressive earlier on in the season, but all went a little bit wrong last time.
Yeah, that's a problem. The wheels rather came off the last day, and you've got to obviously have a little bit of a leap of faith to back King of Aragon. Obviously, well fancied in the market by some, but was well in behind the likes of Duke of Valentinos and one of my sneaky little selections here today, Marshall Jennings. I do think this form is really good. The time of the race suggested it's form worth following. So if you fancy Duke of Valentinos, you've certainly got to give a chance to this Marshall Jennings, who was an extremely eye-catching and lucky loser in that particular race that went the way of the improving Johnny Murta-trained individual. Was trying to make a run up the inside railway and got cut off at the pass around about the 2 furlong pole and was eased down after that. So we didn't really get a chance to see what Marshall Jennings could do. It's obviously supposition where he would have finished. I think he would have either won or finished second at the very worst. So he's got a chance here to prove me right in this particular race this afternoon. He's already been very well backed. He's been around a 6-1, 7-1 chance early doors, but he's been backed into 4-1, 9-2. But he still remains a little bit of each way value in a race which should develop around the horses that ran in that particular race. So I think Duke and Valentinos and Marshall Jennings are the two to concentrate on. But I'll give a chance to, or a much better chance than the form figures suggest, to Jessica Harrington's charge.
Marshall Jennings and Frandy in the 4:45. The final race at the Curragh this afternoon is the 5:20. We finish with a maiden over a mile and a half, and Sherlock Holmes is 11-8 at the top of the market. It's 11-4 for Torcidor. Game Set Dash is 4-1. Money for Mutazen, who's 11s into 7s, 10s for Tapering, and 20-1 are bigger prices for the others. It's nap time for you, isn't it, Andy?
It is indeed, yeah. I tipped Torcidor the other day when he ran in Navan, and he got beat by a horse that I think we're going to be hearing good things of this season, a horse called Ivanovich Gorbachev. And I've got a funny feeling that horse, the winner there, could go to Royal Ascot and perhaps represent a stable that does really well in the 2 mile Queen's Vase. Looks a very strong stable. But the speed figure that race was such that I think we're dealing with a useful bit of form. The sectional times that the winner produced that day, that colt by Montjeu, was much better than Curvy, was better than Forgotten Rules, and was also better by a long way than Ginger Lake, who took the final race at the Mile Maiden. So the considering that was a mile five race, and it was the fastest furlong per furlong time on the card on the round track, I really want to get with this maiden form. I think it's right out the top draw. And Torcidor travelled really strongly in that race, only, like I say, only to get beat by a strong stayer. They pull well clear of the well-fancied Time to Inspire in third. And I think he'll improve again. He's by Fastnet Rock, and a lot of that Fastnet Rock prodigies often get better with time. So it'll take a Herculean performance first time up for this Sherlock Holmes to win. Obviously, he's very well fancied in the market. He's been put in at 6-4. But I do think Torcidor sets a really good standard that that colt by Galileo is going to have to be a group horse to beat him first time out. Might well be, but at 11-4, Torcidor's got to be worth the nap vote in the last.
Nap vote for Andy then. In the last, as always, let's just have a quick summary of your selections, if you'll spin us through them one more time.
Yeah, real cracking betting card today at the Curragh. I really fancy my chances this afternoon. I think there's a lot of good horses that have got good figures, mostly at the track as well, which is important. And we start off with one of those, Rockaway Valley, who was a good second on debut here behind a nice horse, 14 days ago. In the 235, my strongest or second strongest bet on the card is Fort Del Oro, who travel like a dream first time out on heavy ground, only to be found out in the latter stages. The well-drawn Battle of the Boyne's got every chance of following up that Navan win the other day in the 310. A strong vote goes to Newsletter in the 340 off the back of a good time figure the last day. Parish Hall is about as reliable as you're going to get in this kind of company, and he should take all the beating in the 415. The match looks on between Marshall Jennings and Duke of Valentinus again in the 445, but hopefully Jessica Harrington Charge will enjoy a much better passage through than he did the last day. And in the 520, nap of the day is Torcedor from the informed Davy Watchman camp, who was a good second in a strongly run race last time out.
Superb, thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy the action in the Curragh this afternoon.
Yeah, it should be very profitable, hopefully. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.